Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded with negativity?
Yeah.
Like it's just everywhere you
Yeah,
turn.
especially lately, it's like overwhelming, right?
Totally. And I think we all know like the basics of staying positive, right? Like think happy thoughts.
It's think positive, be
But
positive.
it's like obviously so much more complex than that. So
Yeah.
we're doing a deep dive today into keeping negative voices out. And
Yeah.
I think, we're going to go way deeper than those surface level tips.
Absolutely. And even the title itself, keeping negative voices out, like it implies action, right?
Yeah.
It's not just something that happens.
Totally.
It's an act of choice.
It is.
And it starts with recognizing the power of words, which is where the source really dives in.
For sure. And it actually kicks off with a quote from Proverbs 18.21.
Oh, a good one.
Yeah. It says, "The tongue has the power of life and death." And I thought, okay, that's powerful, but it's like so often we hear that and think of like what we say to others.
Right. It's easy to focus on spoken words and like being kind and encouraging to others, which is important, of course.
Right, absolutely.
But we often forget to apply that same principle to ourselves, right?
Totally.
Like what we're feeding our own
Yeah,
minds.
it's like the self-talk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because those words, those internal narrative, they have just as much power, if not more.
Totally. Like
Okay.
we really do. And it's funny, because the next thing the source jumps into is Philippians 4.8. You know that one,
Oh,
right?
yeah,
It's
classic.
like, okay, focus on whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, all the good stuff. But when I was reading that, I was like, why these qualities specifically? It's not just a random list of positive words, right?
It's so true. And I think when you look closely, each of those qualities, they actually seem to directly counter specific types of negative thoughts and feelings we might struggle with.
Yeah.
Like, true combats the lies we might tell ourselves.
Exactly.
Noble pushes back against feelings of worthlessness or shame,
Right.
helps us discern between what's, truly just and what's not. It's like this really intentional antidote for
It's
negativity.
like a toolkit.
Yeah.
Like when you feel this, focus on this.
Exactly. And it makes you realize it's not just about feeling good, it's about aligning yourself with truth.
Yeah.
And that requires effort, right? Like you have to actively seek out truth. You have to be intentional about filling your mind with things that are actually good and true and beautiful.
Totally. And you know what that made me think of is like another point in the source, which is taking every thought captive.
Oh, yes, from 2 Corinthians. That
Yes.
one's powerful but tricky, isn't it?
Yes. 2 Corinthians 10.5. And I've always struggled with that because it sounds kind of, I don't know, forceful.
Right.
Like, how do you actually take a thought captive? Like, do you just like shove it in a
Yeah, like
box?
wrestle it to the ground. It's like, what does that even look like in practice?
Exactly.
And I think that's where a lot of people get tripped up because it's not about suppressing your thoughts, right? Like pretending they don't exist or trying to force them away.
Right, yeah.
It's more about, first of all, acknowledging those thoughts like, hey, I see you, I hear you, and then choosing to engage them with truth.
Oh, okay.
So for example, let's say you have a thought like, I'm not good enough for this. You recognize it, right? And then you intentionally counter it with truth, like, I am capable and I'm willing to learn, or I have strengths and talents that can contribute. So it becomes this internal dialogue, a conscious shift from negativity to truth.
So it's not like silencing the thought, it's more like redirecting it.
Exactly. It's about recognizing you have a choice in how you respond to those thoughts.
Totally. And that takes practice, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like any mental discipline, it takes time and effort to develop that skill.
Totally. Which kind of leads into this next idea the source brings up about the company we keep.
Oh yeah, the classic iron sharpens iron.
Yes. Proverbs 27.17. I think a lot of people hear that and they think of, finding friends that are positive and supportive, which is definitely part of it.
For sure, for sure.
But I think sometimes it's like we can't always choose who we're around, right? Like you have your coworkers, you have your family.
Exactly, you can't always pick and choose your environment.
So what does that look like then?
I think it's about being intentional in the areas where you do have a choice.
Okay.
Like actively seek out positive communities, find mentors who inspire you, even online spaces. There's so many amazing online communities now where people are focused on, personal growth and positivity and support.
That's true.
So it's about like strengthening your support network, if you will.
Yeah.
The stronger that is, the more resilient you become to the unavoidable negativity you'll encounter elsewhere.
That makes sense. And all of that, I think, is so tied to this last big idea from the source, which is guarding your heart.
Oh, yes, Proverbs 4.23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, how does that apply to keeping out these negative voices?
Well, I think in this context, the heart is kind of seen as the source of, like, our emotions, motivations, desires, everything.
Okay.
And so if negativity is taking root in your heart, if that's what you're constantly feeding it, it's inevitably going to manifest in how you act and how you perceive the world.
Yeah.
But if you cultivate peace and joy in your heart, if you're intentionally guarding it against negativity, then that's what you're going to project outwards.
Oh, wow.
And you'll start attracting more of the same, you know.
That's powerful.
It's like this beautiful cycle.
Yeah. But it's like, okay, guarding your heart sounds great, but how do you actually do that?
It's a great question. And it's not easy, right? Because it's such an internal thing.
Exactly.
But I think it's about consistently applying all the principles we've talked about. It's about filtering the input you're allowing into your mind, challenging those negative thoughts, choosing uplifting company. All of that contributes to building this inner resilience.
It's like, it's not one thing. It's a whole lifestyle.
Exactly. And the source actually calls it a practice, which I think is so fitting because it's ongoing.
Yeah.
You don't just do it once and you're done.
Yeah.
It's a daily, sometimes hourly choice to guard your heart and cultivate positivity.
Yeah.
But the amazing thing is every small step reinforces the next.
Mm.
Maybe you start by like intentionally limiting your exposure to negative news or social media.
Right.
And then maybe you choose one recurring negative thought you want to challenge.
Yeah.
And each little victory contributes to a stronger, more peaceful you.
Yeah. So powerful. This deep dive has been so thought-provoking.
Yeah.
And as we wrap up, I'm really thinking about, like, if our hearts are so influential, What's one small thing I can do today to start nurturing that positive wellspring within myself?
That's
something we can all reflect on, I think.
I love that. I think that's the perfect takeaway, honestly, because it starts with that awareness, that intentionality.
Yeah.
And then from there, you can start taking those small but powerful steps towards keeping those negative voices out.
Exactly.